Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Haas. Moore moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive for a double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Proley now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Ogilvy steals second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ogilvy moves to third. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor misplays the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Ogilvy scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Washington. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 1 in the game. Kim hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Proley covering, for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Proley, and towards Pryor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Washington who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Castro now pitching. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro bunts towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pryor bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molinaro moves to second. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Castro and he is out, Molitor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marv Foley now catching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lescano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Lescano reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lescano moves to third. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Rich Wortham now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Wortham juggles the ball. That's an error on Wortham. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 5-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Foley fields it and throws to third for the out. Heil moves to second. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foley for a passed ball. Heil moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrison moves to second. Bob McClure now pitching. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Claudel Washington. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.